Day 3, 8 a.m. They are at Luke's house. Luke is awake and working on Jenny's laptop. He's still trying to get into it. Jenny, who was sleeping in the spare room, has just got up.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for letting me stay. I feel a lot safer here.
What? Oh, no problem.
And I tried Henry again. Still no answer. I wonder if...
Yes! I've done it. I'm in.
What?
I've cracked the security code on your computer.
That's great, Luke, but Henry...
Wait a minute. That's not right. The username says A Page, and all the files are encrypted.
A Page? Are you sure?
Let me just see if I can open the files. What the... Jenny, take a look at this. It's a formula or something.
What does it mean?
I have no idea.
It's a message from Henry.
What? What does it say?
It's a video. Hang on.
Hello, Jenny. As you can see, I'm all right. I can't tell you where I am, but listen carefully. These people want some documents on your computer. They want you to leave it at the house. To prove that I'm okay, here's a copy of this morning's paper.
On the video screen, Henry looks very tense and worried. He seems to be in a darkish room. He holds up a newspaper. On the front, there's a large picture of Andrew Page, and the headline reads, Oxford scientist attacked at airport.
There's one last thing that they want me to tell you. Don't go to the police again. If you go to the police, you know what'll happen. Now, Jenny, please, don't worry. Tell Rob, his old man, will be in his study again soon.
Jenny and Luke look at each other in shock.
We need to call Rob.